I'll try and keep it understandable for the fans, but it's a very complex situation.
Okay.
Suffice it to say that there were phone calls going back and forth till about midnight last night to try and resolve what exactly has happened here, because we have two separate companies. We have, as you say, Holdings, which is the football club as the fans understand it. And then we have Football Club Limited, which has the lease. And it's Football Club Limited, which has gone into administration. A gentleman called Paul Appleton from David Rubin and Partners, who I've known for 20 years, is the administrator. And I also know their solicitors. The problem, as I see it, is which of these two companies owns the football share? And the football share is very important because without it, you can't play football. If Holdings have the football share, then the club will just carry on for the moment. But if it's in Football Club Limited, there are problems going to arise.
So essentially, Football Club Limited...
It's not a football club.
it's just a shell of a company, isn't it? But, importantly, that has the lease. So the debt, you could argue, is with Football Club Limited and not with Football Club Holdings.
And I believe Football Club Holdings put out a statement yesterday to the effect that Football Club Limited, which went into administration, is merely a dormant subsidiary company.
Other than to... Other than to limit your risk or exposure to risk, why else would you set up a separate company like that?
Well, without wishing to worry the fans, there's a number of things that the administrators and others are looking at.
Okay.
And it will depend on the answers to that. And I'm not going to prejudge it or even air them publicly because I'm not privy to them.
Mm.
But I think the Football League will have to confirm which club owns the football share. The problem is, if the lease to the ground is in the club, in the company in administration, the football club still have to come to terms with the landlord. Otherwise, they may have nowhere to play.
Mm.
And as we know, the rent is very high.
In terms of what the High Court is going to look at today, will they be looking at whether they're...
They'll look at nothing today, in my opinion.
It'll
be a one-minute hearing.
Right.
Because the company that was listed for hearing today is Football Club Limited only, and that's now in administration, so there's no need to have a hearing.
Can you get away with that, though?
Can you get away with it?
Yeah.
And if nobody challenges you, you can challenge anything. My view is that within 8 weeks, the administrator of Football Club Limited has to produce a series of proposals. And these are on the public record at Companies House. And I think until that is produced, we are all slightly in the dark as to what has gone on at Coventry.
We were talking about Southampton earlier, Gerald, and you know, similar kind of thing happened, but there wasn't the thing about the ground, obviously, and it was the other way around that they put the main club into administration, and the subsidiary still carried on.
Correct.
They didn't get away with that, did they? In terms of that,
and I still think there will be a 10-point penalty minimum here, for reasons that matters have been looked into as to whether Holdings has always been the football club, should we say.
If there is deemed to be a link between Football Club Limited and Football Club Holdings...
Oh, there's definitely a link. It's just what that link is.
Right, OK. So if that link is determined to be strong enough that you could actually call for administration of Holdings, is that going to be the next step for ACL, do you think? They're going to try and push for that?
Well, I don't think they can, because are they a creditor of Holdings? And I think they're not. The lease is in the name of Football Club Limited. I believe it's a 48-year lease with no break clauses and a rent of £1.2 million a year, which no club outside the Premiership can really stand on the sort of gates you get at Coventry.